With current and projected deficits, we need to cut expenditures by 32%.
Let's make it an even 40.
Oh, that's not necessary.
Slash it. Slash it.
Hey guys, welcome to the Liberal Hive Mind, a channel solely focused on exposing the abundant hypocrisy of the left. Well, friends, it's another one of those moments. It's one of those moments where memes become reality. You know, a while ago, Elon Musk shared that legendary Office Space meme. I might as well make it the meme of the day for this video. You know, the one where those guys from corporate sit down with each employee and ask them, well, what would you say you do here exactly? It was a joke that was bouncing around at the time, expressing the general sentiment after Elon Musk announced the Department of Government Efficiency. But like I just said earlier, we're going from joke, we're going from meme, to now reality, as the federal government is being put under the microscope, and it turns out that what's depicted in that Office Space meme is actually, literally, exactly what's happening. There's a clip that just dropped from, I assume, an insider, possibly a federal worker who lost their job, giving us the inside scoop as to what exactly Elon Musk's team is really doing, and it's pure gold. Let me show you guys the latest update. We got some stuff to get into, so let's roll the tape. All right, folks, so we're starting with this post on X-Writer. Colin Rugg posts this video with the caption that writes, government worker says 19-year-old Doge employees are having 15-minute interviews with federal employees to justify their existence before determining if they should be fired. An unnamed federal worker spoke out at a town hall event in Virginia. Take a look.
I was nervous and reticent to come up here and speak just for retaliation purposes. I just wanted to share some things that are going on at my agency. In the last week, we had Elon Musk get on building, and after he visited the building, called for a 50% cut of the entire agency. My colleagues are getting 15-minute one-on-one check-ins with 19, 20, and 21-year-old college graduates asking to justify their existence. Supervisors are being told not to tell their staff anything, withhold information, and today we got word that supervisors must now fill out a justification form and that there's going to be just a 30% rank and yank of all staff in my agency.
It's literally the meme. The only thing that's missing is Elon Musk and Ron Paul. You know, that was the initial depiction, right? No, instead it's Big Balls and whatever other Gen Z employee super genius coder Elon Musk has tasked for the job. And what a scene to imagine. I mean, imagine being a useless paper-pushing government drone, collecting a fat taxpayer-funded check for years, and then some Gen Z kid walks in and asks, what do you say you actually do all day? Well, I think the reality for a lot of these people is nothing. They do nothing. And that's exactly why this has to happen. Let's not be naive, please. We all know what's going on. It's been an ongoing joke. It's been an open secret, the quiet part out loud for so long, the elephant in the room. Washington is full of lazy bureaucrats who contribute nothing to society, but still expect their six-figure salaries and pensions. This is the real swamp, the endless, useless layers of administration. And now, finally, there's a government that's putting a stop to it. And in that clip earlier, you probably heard what was said there. Quote, I just want to share some things that are going on at my agency. Elon Musk visited the building and called for a 50% cut of the entire agency. Seems pretty bullish, a 50% cut. Well, what if I told you that that might just scratch the surface? Because we have a report from a couple days ago that suggests that it's going to get a whole lot better than that. Apparently, according to Marco Rubio in the State Department, the suggestion is that USAID alone might be shrunk from over 14,000 employees down to just 294. Take a look at this report from Fox News.
10 to 14,000, we've lost count at this point. That's from, I guess, Marco Rubio's office tonight. That's got to be the biggest mass firing that we've ever heard of.
It's incredible. And I think this is just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, we're just talking about USAID right now. Wait till they get to the other agencies that have been bloated and unaccountable. And this is permanent Washington's worst nightmare. This is just the beginning. This is one agency right now. And I think that's going to be the benefit of Doge, which is to dig into all this stuff.
We are so back, ladies and gentlemen. It's over for these fake Washington jobs. I mean, why do you need 14,000 employees at USAID? To fund feminist radio programs in Afghanistan? To pump millions into LGBTQ propaganda in Uganda? to waste billions of taxpayer dollars on insane, useless projects that nobody voted for? It's over. The waste of taxpayer dollars is done. And it's not just on the programs, but it's also on the employees who, again, aren't providing value to anyone. And I know to the left, it sounds so extreme. The federal government is gonna collapse. Yeah, well, you guys said the exact same thing about Twitter when Elon Musk bought Twitter. But then what did he do? He fired 80% of Twitter's employees, and guess what? The platform runs better than ever. Not to mention all the cool new assets that he's added to the platform. He slashed the Twitter payroll by like 80% and then still managed to keep everything afloat while adding all kinds of new layers of complexity to the platform. From community notes to the increased analytics, the premium program. Yeah, I guess it doesn't take a million people to keep a website together and code together a couple new useful tools. And the same thing probably applies to government. You probably don't need 14,000 people working at this department. And I think time will probably reveal that. And that's another interesting thing here, because Democrats are already panicking. They've already rendered their final verdict. It's all unjustified. Elon Musk is going to run government into the ground. But they're saying all this before he's even really started. We haven't even seen the final report, so to say. Although that's probably what they're most scared of. But oh boy, when it finally drops. I mean, even Senator John Kennedy is sitting back and enjoying the show. Take a look at this clip. I mean, he's stealing the words right out of my mouth.
We ought to be giving Mr. Musk a medal. We ought to be thanking him. Maybe nobody else wants to hear about the spending porn, but I can't wait to read the book. I hope he finds all of it and compiles it. I hope Marco Rubio, a new Secretary of State, takes USAID and shakes them by the shoulder and lifts up the good people there and fires the bad people, the people that wasted taxpayer money like this, giving money to terrorist organizations, giving money to organizations that support Hamas. Hope he gets rid of every single one of them.
The perfect response. I can't wait to read the book. And that's exactly right. We're at the very beginning, and it's already pretty bad for the Washington machine. We've already seen outrageous, totally unjustified, massive payments. Just wait till we get the final report. It's probably going to be so much worse than you could possibly imagine. And all this outrage, of course, will have been for nothing. I'm assuming once all the facts are released, once the full, transparent report is made public for the people to see, I think people are going to be shocked and more of them are going to come over to our side. Yeah, maybe this was necessary after all. Maybe this was long overdue. And again, that's something I really want to emphasize, that this is just the beginning. And I mean, if you think they're panicking now, then just wait until Donald Trump actually finds where the money is actually going. And yeah, that's the next step in this process.
And Elon Musk, how often are you talking to him? And have there been ideas that he's brought to you that you've said, oh no, wait a minute, this is going a little too far?
Well, many ideas, but look, he's done a great job. Look at all the fraud that he's found in this US AID. It's a disaster what the people, radical left lunatics, they have things that nobody would have even believed. The whole thing with 100 million spent on you know what, with money going to all sorts of groups that shouldn't deserve to get any money, with the money. I'd like to see what the kickbacks are. How much money has been kicked back? Who would spend that kind of money to some of the things that you read about and I read about and I see every night on the news and every morning when I read the papers? Who would spend money for that? I would say this, the people that got all that money, are they kicking it back to the people that gave it from government? No, that's, to me, very, very corrupt.
Trump is now promising to take it to a whole other level, not just exposing the payments, but exposing who, on the end, is getting the kickbacks. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. I don't think I've ever been this excited for a government report or study. It's already great, but I think in the end, it's gonna be absolutely glorious. Anyways, that's pretty much what I got for you guys. Hopefully you enjoyed the video. If you did, make sure to leave a like and possibly subscribe. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you on the next one.